Parshas Yisroi, the Parsha of Matan Torah, Aseres Hadibros, but also the Parsha of Yisroi. It's the reason why Yisroi, the story of Yisroi coming, is connected to Matan Torah. There's a machloikis in the Gemara in the end of Zvachim, if Yisroi came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. We also lay in the Parsha of Matan Torah, we also lay in on Shavuos. But there's a Gedank from the Chakal Yitzchak from Spink. He was one of the admirers from pre-war Europe. Hashem Yikam Dama, he was killed in the war. He writes a fascinating concept. He says, every year on Shavuos, we lay in the Aseres Hadibros because there's a magal of the Zman. And in Zman, every year there's a cycle, and it's the Zman of Matan Torah. Kamoike in Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvishal Pesach, it's the Zman when Kriyas Yamsuf happened, when Yitzias Mitzrayim happened. We commemorate those Zmanim. He says, but when we lay in Matan Torah in Parshas Yisroi, when we lay in Kriyas Yamsuf and Parshas Beshalach, that's more than it's in the Zman. Oh. Chasen Daim Lamela. It's more than Zman. In Torah alone, we're commemorating. Melon Shavuos, it's the Zman of Matan Torah. But when it's Parshas Yisroi, in Torah, it's Matan Torah. I had this argosha last week by Shalosh Shudis. It's Kriyas Yamsuf of Bishalach and starting Parshas Yisroi. It's Aleph Bechinas, but even more than when it's Be'emes in Zman the Bechina. There's an interesting hadgosha that in the Haftorah from Parshas Yisroi, we talk about the Merkava that Yeshaya sees Malachim with six wings. On Shavuos, maybe the Olam is famatert and falling asleep by the Haftorah, but it's the Mara of Yecheskel, when Yecheskel sees. And the Gemara explains in Chagiga, Yecheskel's Madrega was not the same Madrega as Yeshaya. Yecheskel only saw four wings for each Malach. The emesis, the Sfarim explained, the six wings that Yeshaya sees is connected. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloilam Vod. Yecheskel is in Golus. In Golus, the Gemara explains in Chagiga, there's only four wings. But there's a Machlokes in the Sifrei Kabbalah, which two wings are missing? Some say Kvod Malchus is missing. Galei Kvoid Malchuscha. In Golus, we're missing Kvoid Malchuscha. Other ones say no, Le'olam Void is missing. But either way, it's not the same Madrega. So Hagabat Atzmecha, on Shavuos, we lay in the Haftorah only the Yecheskel's Merkava. In Yisroi, we lay in the one with the Sheish Kenafayim. It's even a higher Madrega. Now, Avad, he had a lot of names, but one of his names was Yeser, and then he added an extra Vav, Yisroi. There's five other names, but Yeser and then Yisroi. What's the Vav? The emes is, the Sfarim explained that Yisroi is a Gilgal of Kayim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gilgal of Hevel. Neshama is Oisiyos Noyach Sheis Moshe Hevel, because Adam was Nizgalgal in Sheis, in Hevel, in Sheis, in Noyach, and then finally Moshe. So Moshe is Hevel, Yisroi is Kayim. What did Kayim and Hevel fight about? They fought over the sister. One of them was born with an extra sister. One of them says, I was born with the extra sister. The other one says, but I'm the Bukhar. And that's what the First World War was about. A quarter of the world's population was killed, or actually one-seventh, if you go, that there were three sisters. But it's a big zach. They were fighting over who gets the girl. In the Gilgal, in the Tikkun Neshama, Hevel, Moshe, is given Sipoira from Yisroi. Yisroi, Kayin, is Mevater, on Tzipora, and he gives it to Moshe. So Yisroi is Kayin. It says even that Vayishma is Rosh HaTevis V'yeda Yisroi Shenishmosoi Mikayin Olosa. Yisroi is the Gilgal Neshama of Kayin. Now it says Vayosem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayosem Hashem L'Kayin Ois. Which Ois? What's the Ois? The Ois Vav. As I state in the Zohar. The Ois Vav was the Ois of Kayin. So Yisroi gets the Vav. Yeser. His name was Yeser. He gets the Vav is that ois that he's moisef to. Yisroi is even Gematria, 616, Chelek Toiv Shebekayim. Because Kayin Be'etzem is not such a Toiv. Kayin was a Ritzeach, Kayin was Charev Mach the world. Yisroi is the Tikkun of that, Yisroi Gematria, Chelek Toiv Shebekayim. Now it's by Yishma Yisroi, Kayin Midian, Choysen Moshe. Kayin Midian is not a very mechubidik title. Kayin Midian means the Hopt Avoydazoranik, the Pope, the Spitz Avoydazor. Choysen Moshe is Lechoyer already a Choshev a title. Moshe Rabbeinu Shver, it's a Zach. Hagam, who says that so Choshev? Who was Avram Avinu Shver? Horam. Who was Yitzchok Shver? Besuel. Who was Yaakov Shver? Lavan. In a Chanami. But it doesn't say everywhere Lavan was called Chosen Yaakov. He didn't get that title. Yisrael gets the title Chosen Moshe. But on the other hand, Koyin Midian, it's such an extreme opposite. The Teretz is, it's a Moirat Gezach. Yisrael teaches us, and that's why it's a Hakadomet the Matan Torah. Yisrael teaches us that you can be a Ma'apecha Gedoyla. You can turn from Koyin Midian into Chosen Moshe. Mamish an opposite. From Mi'igra Rama Labira Mikta. That's a Hakadoma, that a person can make such a Ma'apecha. V'nahapechu. Koyin Midian is Gematria V'nahapechu. 179. Koyin Midian could have a tremendous V'nahapechu and turn into Chosen Moshe. But I saw there's another pshat. The Rebbe of Bunim would say, a Yid always has to be machzik himself on two things. On one hand, a noichi offer of Efer. And you have to always remind yourself, if something you have a gaiva in this, remind yourself of anoichi offer of Efer. That's Aleph. And Beis, b'shvili nivra oilam. Now, it's l'chayra opposites. And he says, yeah. Kaseder, a person, you have to have the balance. The balance between anoichi offer of Efer and b'shvili nivra oilam. Mamish opposites. But a person has to have that balance. Yisrael knows when he's stark already this and halzachai. No, remember where you came from. Koyin Midian. On the other hand, someone knocks you. Adarabah, you to know the high level you are. The same gedank. I saw this farm bring down at the end of the parasha. The mizbeach nechoshes. On one hand, it's nechoshes, which is shining. And the other hand, but inside it's drer. It's adama. The quote from the Chayves Alevavis hachosid tzahalasai befana ve'evloi beliboy. And you have to balance both. A person has to know to balance both of these madregas. I also saw Bradan. It says, Vayishma Yisrei Mashmu Hashama Uba. The emesis is the Shprach Mashmu Hashama Uba is a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kufte Zayin. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara says, Kufte Zayin, the end of Zvachim, Klal Yisrael just finished Zvachim. Mashmu in Davyan. Mash, Amid Yomi is in Erev Pesachim. They're going to finish before Pesach. Mash, Mu, Hashem, Uba. A three-way machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Milchemes Amolik. Rabbi Lezer Amidoi Oimer, Matan Torah. Rabbi Lezer Amid Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's three shitas. Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amolik. Vazok Rashi, only two of the pshatim. Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amolik. Why does Rashi not bring also Matan Torah? So the Pashup Shad, there's many Torahs, but the Pashup Shad is it's a machlaikis in the Gemara in Zvachim. If Yisrael came, Vayini Mocharas, did Yisrael come before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? Rashi wanted to shtim, even like the Shita, that he came before Matan Torah. So Rashi says he was Shama, Melchemes Amalek, and Kriyas Yamsuf. But what's this Bechina that he heard, Melchemes Amalek? That's so interesting, Pshad. The Emes, why did Yisrael not come in the beginning? Yisrael in the beginning is thinking, how could I come? There's a Klal Yisrael, there's B'nai Avram Yitzchak, the Yaakov, I'm not. They went through the Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. I didn't. I don't connect to this. I have no shaykhs to this. What did he learn? Amor de Gepshat. He saw Amalek. What's Amalek? Chutzpah. Chutzpah. You have to have chutzpah. Az is the Kedusha. If he learned from Amalek, could have Azah chutzpah to go by Yilochem, I could have Ha'ozah, no matter who I am, and come. And I saw a beautiful tzustel. The Shem Yishmol writes, we know a ger, Yisrael is the ultimate ger. A ger is kakot and shenoy ladami. The Shem Yishmol says, you think only a ger could be kakot and shenoy ladami? Kal v'chomer, a yid could zicha make a mapecha. Could zicha turn from koyin midian to chayis and moishah. If a ger could become with his chachas. Kal v'chomer, a yid. Faker, kal v'chomer, a yid. Now, by Yishma, it was Shoma. A play on words, but everyone heard. Shamu amim yirgazun chilagas. Everyone heard. Everyone saw. Everyone's cup of tea had a split. But Yisrael didn't just hear. He heeded the call. If you want in English, he heeded. He was miyaseim. And there's a big difference between the dalet and the resh. You know, it says Hashem echad. But the opposite of that is amolik. Amolik is el acher. The el acher, same gematria, 240. El acher is the difference between the resh and the dalet. It's one mashu. In gematria, the difference is, of course, 196. And there's a famous word from the Bnei Yisachar that it says when a person falls, he goes koitz v'dardar. Koitz is 196. Is the difference between Hashem Echad and Kel Acher. But it's the difference of not only hearing but implementing what you heard, applying it, and realizing to use it and come to what you're supposed to do. They serve. There's a cute story. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach used to say he learned in the Cheder in Eitz Chaim. The Rebbe in the Cheder used to tell the Kindlech then, maybe still now, there was these statues of lions in Yerushalayim. It's a symbol of Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe told the Kindlech in Eitz Chaim Cheder, he said, if you go play a musical instrument and the lions are going to hear the music, they're going to start dancing. So the Kindlech went and they played music and the lions didn't dance. And they came complaining, the Rebbe has gezakt, he said, I said, if the lions will hear the music, it's a shtein, it's Evan, he doesn't hear. If the lion will hear the music, he's going to hang on dancing. You have to hear it. You can't be a lay Evan, you can't be Eisen Evan. It has to be, you have to have a shmir, you have to have a shmir, you have to have their hair. I want to start through this cute story I heard of, there was a bacher in Gateshead, this is, etlach, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago, a bacher in Gateshead that was a Balshuva. And he became a Baal Teshuva when he was 11 years old. A Peletik HaMaisa. He was a Chosh HaBach HaNeshiva. But he was Chosh HaBach. He came from a totally non-connected family. Totally not connected to Yiddishkeit. And as an 11-year-old, he started having a Mapech in his life. He had a Ben HaHapech. What happened? So he said over his story was, he says, listen, he says, I was a little kid. I had three older sisters. And I don't know if someone has three older sisters, but they were driving him nuts. He had no brothers. Three older sisters. Git Meshigah Gemach. He says, Rabban Shalom, he doesn't know anything. No Yom Kippur, no Shabbos, nothing. He talks to Rabbi Shalom. He says, Rabbi Shalom, I want a brother. And if you exist, I want a brother and I want him born on my birthday. And then I'll know, and then I'm going to shtel tzu. Then I know you exist. He had a brother the year later born. Not exactly on his birthday. His birthday was July 5th. His brother was born July 16th, a few days later. The emissary, he could have said, listen, no deal. No deal. He said, Rabbi Shalom, I hear the message. I hear. By Yishma, a kleinigkeit, I asked for on his birthday. Nish gefährlich. I'm shtelling tzu. A few years later, he was coming a little more yeshivish. His birthday was Gimel Tammuz. His brother's birthday was also Gimel Tammuz. A fallen a gid. He was off 11 days on the Goyish schedule. His birthday was July 5th. His brother's birthday was July 16th. Gimel Tammuz. That's a chitresel. He could have had an attitude. I don't hear. Nah, it's not talking to me. It's not for me. I asked for a different request. Nishtatsushta. You have to know to hear something and hear in between the zachim. Vayoymer Yisroi ani choysencha. Yisroi says, I'm coming. Rabbi Kiveger in Shuvah, there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger, there's a shayl of ksiva is kedibur. It's negeya lagabi, if you can make a bracha by writing the bracha, if you could be yitzisphere. So Aymer Nadorim, etlcha in yonim, that Rabbi Kiveger goes through. The truth is, they say Rabbi Kiveger wrote this Shuvah, it's a chilufei mechtavim with his uncle that he wrote during his sheva brachas, but it was a shayl where the ksiva is kedibur. Now, the Rabbi Kiveger doesn't bring this, but they want to bring a right. It says, Vayoymer Yisroi. He's not there yet, right? He wasn't on Zoom. How is Vayomer Yisrael coming to Moshe? Vayomer Yisrael, Ani Chaysencha, he's talking to Moshe. The Ramban learns, he wrote him a letter. So the Chassam Sofer says, there's a Raya. Shtek, Vayomer! The Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisrael. And the Ramban says, Al Yidei Ksiva. Now, it's a whole matzav, Yisrael comes, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechabed, Chomiv, Demis, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei, Yechayiv Odom Mechabit Chomiv, the Bir Agra of an earth brings from here, from Moshe and Yisrael. He brings, this is the Makar, Yechayiv Odom Mechabit Chomiv. But it's interesting, over there, the Taz was the Eidim of the Bach. The Taz writes over there in Yeridei, he says, Kosav Moiri V'chomi, Hu Adin Chamoisei. Dainu, in Shulchan Aruch, it only says to be Mechabit Shver. But then the Taz brings from his Shver, that you have to also be Mechabit Shver. And you have to be, the Shver said, he brings from the Shver, up north. I'm not making it up. The Taz in symmetry in Reshman. Now there's a pasuk over here that's quoted in two places in Baba Kamen and Baba Metzia. Vaydata lehem. Let's see the exact lashon. Interesting ma'isa. Vizhart esem esachukim esatoyrois vaydata lehem esaderech yelchuba esamasa sher yasun. The Gemara sayin Baba Kamen daf kuf and also in Baba Metzia daf lama darshan. Everywhere in this pasuk. So it says with the Vaidat Lehem Zu Beis Chayeyem, and then it learns that you're supposed to go with Nimashir Sadin. Vaidat Lehem Zu Beis Chayeyem. Rashi in Baba Metzia says, Zu Beis Chayeyem, Lelam Bei Umnis. And in Baba Kama, Rashi says, Beis Chayeyem, Toira. Mamash Astira. Does Beis Chayeyem mean to learn in Yeshiva? Vaidat Lehem Zu Beis Chayeyem, the house of your life. Astira and Rashi. Rashi in Baba Kama says, Torah, Rashi and Baba Metzia, and the same Gemara, Vaidat Alem Zu Beis Chayeyem, Lalam Dei Umnis. Mamash Apella. Someone wanted to tell me, Tzvei Dinim, Brisker Nusach, a yeshiva university, to answer that. Mir Velen Bleiben Shver after Rashi. Ich hab nicht kein Teretz. Aber Mir Velen Bleiben Shver, ich hab nicht kein Teretz, a Shver Rashi, mach nicht da. It's baseless. Taka Shver Rashi. You have the Aseres HaDibrois. Now, we have to understand, there are Taryag mitzvahs. And there's this misconception, I want to just clarify. It's not the pshat that there are Aseres HaDibrois and then another 603 mitzvahs. Because the Aseres HaDibrois are actually not exactly 10 out of the 613. How many are there? The truth is it's a machloikis and the moine ha-mitzvahs. Right from the anfang, anoichi is a machloikis rishonim. Is there a mitzvahs essay in the minyan ha-mitzvahs anoichi? And many rishonim say no, there's no mitzvah of anoichi. Because if you're maimin, so you're maimin. If you're not maimin, who's talking to you? They don't hear. What's takip shat in the moine ha-mitzvahs that do count anoichi? That you have to be misamitz to be misamik in it, and there's other pshatim, or yeah, there's a mitzvah to be maimin. But anoichi is a machlokes if it's one or two. Layyelucha, the second dibra, many shitas, but like to say for a chinuch, over there there's four mitzvahs. Layyel, laysasa, there's four mitzvahs in layyel itself. Shabbos has two, zachar and shamar. Kibbut aveim, machlokes rishonim, is kibbut aveim one mitzvah or two mitzvahs in the cheshbon of minyan mitzvahs, machlokes rishonim. So lav davka that those 10 are 10 out of the 613. Another thing is that there are, is it 10 psukim? So that's the inyan, there's Tam Elyoin and Tam Tachton. In Tam Elyoin, we read the Dibrois as 10 Dibrois. Every Dibra is a Pasuk. Lo Yisirtzach, Lo Yisigna, Lo Yisirtzach, everyone is a separate Pasuk. It's a Soif Pasuk. In the Tam Tachton, no, Faker, it could be one big Pasuk has two or three Dibras. Alternatively, Shabbos itself, in the Psukim, is four Psukim. But in, as a Dibra, it's one Dibra. That's Bimahus, the Chiluk between Tam Elyoin and Tam Tachton. Tam Elyoin is 10 Psukim, 10 Dibrois. Sometimes a few psukim is one dibra, sometimes a few dibras is in one pasuk. There's a machlaikis in the minog when we lane by kriyas haTorah, the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. Some say that when you lane Pashas Yisra, it's Tam Tachton. On Shavuos, we lane Aseres HaDibrois. Others lane always Tam Tachton. There's different shitas. It's interesting though, if the pshat is that only on Shavuos we lane Tam Elyon, so Bishleim a Parshas Yisroel, we lay in Tam Tachton by Parshas Yisroel. But what about Parshas Vayeschanan? Vayeschanan is the Aseres HaDibrois. Again, there is kama v'kama shinuyim between Yisroel and Vayeschanan, the Luchas Shoinis and the Luchas Shnias. But on Vayeschanan, we'll lay in Tam Tachton. When are you going to lay in the Tam Elyon on Parshas Vayeschanan? When are you laying the Tam Elyon? Now, Bishleim, if you lay in Tam Elyon by Parshas Yisroel and Parshas Vayeschanan, if you'll ask me, when is the Tam Tachton by Shneimikra Vechatarim? Or if the Kriyas HaTorah of Yisroi and Veschanon is Tam Tachton, so when is Tam Elyon? By Yisroi, it's by Shavuos. When is Veschanon's? And it's printed. There's a Tam Elyon for Veschanon. When is it? Efshe by Hakel. Efshe. So Zuchin HaTeretz. It's brought down in the Yerushalmi in Brachas the Emesis. The Mishnah Brura brings it in Hilchas Kriyashma. That the Aseres HaDibrois also are parallel to the words in Kriyat Shema. Anoichi is Keneged Hashem Aleikenu, Lo Yielacha is Hashem Echad, Lo Yisis is Vahafta, Zochar, Laman Tizkar, and on, every single one of the Dibrois is paralleled in Kriyat Shema. Another interesting that a lot of us from talk about is that the five Dibrois of each Luach are parallel. There's a correlation between Anoichi and Lo Yisirtzach. Anoichi is emuna in the tzelem of alikim to kill. Leisirtzach is to go against the tzelem alikim. Layielacha alikim acherim, alikim acherim is niyuf. It's to be machnes at tzara lebeisai. That's niyuf, to take a different, to take something else. Leisisa shem Hashem alikecha is gezel to be poigim in using the shame when you're not supposed to, is stealing. Shabbos is edus leisana brecha etcheker. Shabbos is edus leboy oilam shakodesh baruch baras oilam. And kibbut aveim is because if someone is makir. That shalei shutfin ba'adam aviv imev hakadosh baruch hu, and that's his mahus. He's not choymit someone else's thing. He knows exactly. He has his identity. He knows who he is. You know, he knows who his father is. His mother is the b'shefer. Someone that's not connected to that. So okay, magi le'akol. I want something. That's a. There's other ways to be mazgur, but there's a tzura how the luchos are connected each other. It's interesting, every parsha had says at the end of the parsha, the amount of psukim, it says in Yisroel, the simon is Yoynodov, 72 psukim. There's actually 75, you have to chesh, maybe it's Tali and Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. You'll work it out. Very interesting idea. The pasuk says in parshas Shoiftim that a melech, the kosav loy es a sefer a Torah, a melech has to go with a bazundar a sefer Torah, the melech. The Pirish Harosh ala Torah, also the Daskenim, other Rishonim, they say the Sefer Torah of Melech, he goes with it everywhere he goes. What? So now they have these little tiny ones, you know, you put it in your pocket. But the Daskenim, the Rosh says, it doesn't mean a whole Sefer Torah from Bereshis till the Enei Kol Yisrael. It means the Aseres Adibris. It means a parchment where you wrote the 620 letters of the Aseres Adibris, and that's called Sefer Torah. Aseres Adibris has in it Taryag, plus another seven, Keneged the Sheva Mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, Sheva Mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, or various other Pshatim in the seven, but it's a certain Shlemus. The Aseres Adibris has Taryag plus the seven, has Keser, 620. It's interesting, in State and Zoyar, the Yud, the tiny little Yud of Aseres Adibris, the Yud reaches to 620. Why? Because Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet. That's how you spell the letter Yud. The letter Yud Vav Dalet is Gematria Esrim, 20. Esrim, Ayin Sin Reish Yud Mem, is Gematria 620. So Yud, as you say in Zohar, Yud Vav Dalet is Esrim, is 620. So in the Aseres Adibris of Adalik, the Gansa Shlemus of the Kesser of all 613 plus 7. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Dalet, darshins that when a person has to have by Shabbos, Shvisas Behemtoi, it says, a klal of pratu klal. It says in Parshas Yisroi Behemtecha. And it says in Vaeschanon, Shorcha Vechamorcha. And then it says again, Vechol Behemtecha. Frektoisis, how do you make a klal of pratu klal? Hamiruchokim zemizeh. How do you make a klal of pratu klal from Yisroi and Vaeschanon? So he says, no. The Aseres Adibris were given to Zamin. But what does that mean? In Pesukei HaTorah, it's not even in the same Chumash. Vais Techois, besides Torah, there's something called Aseres Adibris. Now, Aseres Adibris are Pesukim in the Torah. And as such, that's Tam Tachton. But Tam Elyon is something else. Tam Elyon is Aseres Adibris. It's a Mitzias Bifnei Atzmai. The Pesukim are read differently. It's 10 Dibris. You want to hear a chiddush? There's Yud Gimel Midah Shatayon Adreshes Ben Klala Pratu Klal. It's not my chiddush. I think that's John Tosis. You can darshan Aseres Hadibris with Klala Pratu Klal. And an Aseres Hadibris is Yisroi Veschanon. It's Tzazamin. Mitzad Psuki HaTorah, it's no Shaykhis. One is in Yisroi, one is in Veschanon. But there's a different bear. There's a bear of Aseres Hadibris. In Aseres Hadibris, we get a Klala Pratu Klal. Or Baruch. Come to mind. There's an interesting Gemara there in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanina ben Ogil, and he asked him, interesting question. Mipnei ma loy nemar b'dibrois rishoynes tes. Why doesn't it say toiv? Because in the Dibros Achroynos, it says, leman yitav lecha. It says a tes. And it asks, why is there no tes in the first, in the Aseres HaDibros from Yisrael? So the Gemara says, he starts asking, he says, before you start giving me a hezber, how do I know if there's a tes? You know, the rishoynes ask, what do you mean? Open up a chumash, see what it says. So the emissaries, they say like this, Avad, in Parshas Yisroi, there's no test. In Parshas Veschanon, there is. But he still had a right to ask, how do you know if the Luchos Rishonis had a test? Because it's not Poshet. This is a very complex topic, but just we'll say the headline of it. It's not Poshet whether that the Luchos Rishonis, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with on Shavuos or Tammuz and broke, as opposed to the Luchos Shnias, which Moshe Rabbeinu came down with on Yom Kippur. The common Hanoch is, and many Rishonim learn like that, is that what he came down with in Shavuos or Tammuz, a.k.a. the Luchos Rishonis, is what it says in Yisroi. Le'umas, on Yom Kippur, he came down with what it says in Vo'eschanon. But not all the Rishonim hold like that. Rashi, Lamashal, doesn't. And then Rishonim, there's a different Mahalach. And Abizai, he said, how do I know? You want to give me a hezbo that Lucas Shnias didn't say Tess, and did, and here it didn't. First, let's figure out which Lucas is which. There's some Rishonim heard both Lucas had the Yisroi one. So what was the Veschanon one? Mitzad Luchos of Aseres Adibrois. Maybe it shouldn't have a Tam Tachta, Tam Elyon. You have to work out You have to work out the Mitzvahs. It's a fascinating thing that in Shabbos and in Kibbut Av, by Voeschanon, it says Kasher Tzivisicha. So it says Kasher Tzivisicha b'mora. Why'd it have to be mora? It could be Kasher Tzivisicha in Yisrael. It doesn't say it in Mishra. It says in Voeschanon. So what's the raya that it was already in Itztava b'mora? The Teretz is because you could say Kasher Tzivisicha and Veschanon goes back on Yisrael. But that's only if Veschanon is the second one and Yisrael is the first one. Which Kemedubar Ka'amar, it's a big Machlaikis Rishonim. Now we mentioned already that the Aseres HaDibros has 620 letters connected to Taryag Mitzvahs and Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. What?
Well, the Aseres HaDibros.
Oh, that's an excellent question. Every year we go through this. If Veschanon does have a few more letters, if someone wants to please just verify for me, finally, and we're not right now, finish the share for a sender. We'll see if Veschanon also has 620 letters. But But it's fascinating that the 620 letters are broken up, the Yisrei ones. The Luchos, the Luach Rishon has 146 letters. I'm sorry. There are 620 letters. Cut. There are 172 words. Akev, 172 words. Now, Yaakov, the name Yaakov is Akev, the 172 words, plus the Yud, the Aseres HaDibros. But the Luach Rishon has 146 words. The Luach Sheni, the Ben Adam L'Chaveri one, has only 26 words. The Luach Sheni, Ben Adam L'Chaveri, is Kemispar Havaya. Don't think that Ben Adam L'Chaveri is a disconnected, not Ruchnius thing. The Luach Hasheni, the Ben Adam L'Chaveri one, has 26 words, Keneged Shem Havaya. But I heard once it says, Rabbi Kiva says, V'haftal Reicha Kamoicha, that's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. But Rabbi Kiva said on that, V'haftal Reicha Kamoicha, Zeh Klal Godol Batoira. So I heard once a pshat, it's a Klal Godol, because both Luchas were the same size. Now, if the Luach Rishon had much more words, so the words were carved out smaller. And the Luach Sheni, the words were carved out bigger. So the Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Zeh Klal Godol Batoira. Possibly, it's an interesting pshat. It's brought down, oh, the Gemara says in Makis, Toira Tzival on Moshe. Gemara in Makis, Tafchav Gimel, the end of Makis. Mistoma, this Gemara, three lines of Gemara. I always ask people this question. Three lines of Gemara that for sure has the most Mefarshim written on it. I always ask them, which Gemara has the most? People say, Tokfekayim. Which Gemara has the most Mefarshim written on it? This Gemara in Makis. The Gemara says, Toira Tzival on Moshe. Taira is Gematria 611. Taira. Taira was Sivalan Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611. But Anoichi and Layelacha Mipi Agvura. Moshe taught us 611. But there really are Taryag Mitzvahs. The Eberster himself taught us Anoichi and Layelacha. And all the Mefarshim, the Moine HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rasag, the Chinuch, a Yam of Rishonim, go into the arichas of what the cheshbon of Taryag, because lechara potentially there are maybe more mitzvahs. If the Rambam writes the cheshbon of Taryag, the Ramban argues on some of them, and instead you always have to add other ones in. It has to be Taryag at the end. And then this klolim, what applies, what's considered a mitzvah. We already mentioned a few dugmois. Is kibbut av ein one or two? Is kriyashma one or two? Is tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad one or two? Is tchelis and lovan one or two? And bechlal, certain mitzvahs. Are the klei mishkan counted as separate mitzvahs? We can't do the whole hekif of... But it's a big zah. But the Gemara says, Torah 611. Why? Because Anoichi and Layelcha was from the Bashefer Alein. It wasn't from Moshe. Freg in the Rishonim, one second, the Bashechachos, many talk about this. Anoichi is not a mitzvah. According to most Rishonim, Anoichi is not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So what does it mean? Anoichi v'Layelcha mipi agvura. It's a right that Anoichi is a mitzvah. So you could say, no, Anoichi is not a mitzvah, but Layelcha itself has two. Problem is, Layelcha has four. According to most Rishonim. I had a tzad once to say, either it's a riot to the Rishonim that Layelcha is only two, or not the whole Dibra of Layelcha was Mipi Agvura. In the middle of the Dibra of Layelcha already, Moshe Tam Tachtan, you know, he switched to Moshe Rabbeinu, went and said, I don't know, I'm on the Gemara. But it's very interesting. Torah is 611. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed. Al HaTorah, Al Avoida, Val Gmilas Chasodim. Torah is 611. Or a person could be Rak Torah. No, you need the other two. Gemilas Chasadim and Avoida is another two. That's Mashlim the 611. Torah 611. But be Mashlim and rounded off to 613 by doing Avoida and Gemilas Chasadim also. You want to hear something fascinating? Gemilas Chasadim is Gematria 611. Don't just do Gemilas Chasadim. Also do Torah and Avoida. Avoida Tfila is Gematria, both words together, is Gematria 611. Don't just do Avoida Tfila. Do also Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. Mir is Gematria 610. Mir is Gematria 250, but Bimiluai, Mem, Yud Vav, Dalid, Reish, Yud Shin, is 610. What's Mir? Toira Avoidin, Gemilas Chasodin. Vashteitzach, though, the Pnim of Mir, the letters, only the inner letters is Shas, is Toira. That's inside is Shas. But it's the three. Now, the Gemara says, Now, Anoichi Avada is. Anoichi is either a mitzvah or it's not, but it's certainly the first Dibra. Anoichi is Aleph. Aleph is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Aleph. The Yud of Anoichi is the Aseres HaDibris, Torah, and the Chof and the Nun is 70, 70 Umos. Klal Yisrael is geklibben out of the 70 Umos. So Anoichi represents Torah, Yisrael, Arais of a Kutche Berichu. The Aleph is Kutche Berichu, the Yud is Torah, Aseres HaDibris is Torah, and the Chof Nun is 70 is the Umos Olam. So the Anoichi itself represents this idea what does it say? Oh, it doesn't have an Aseres HaDibris here because it's very interesting. It does. What does it say? By the Zohar. Where's Zohar? In Eschanan or Yisrael? What's one? You want to check? What does it say? In Yisrael it says Zohar, in Eschanan it says Shomer. In the Pizmoin on the Chadoidi, we say Shomer v'Zachar b'dibur echad. So they asked, it should be Zachar v'Shomer, but it wouldn't be good for the Rosh HaTevis of Shleim Al-Kabet. There's six other terutzim, but that's also a good terut. But the shail is, it also says in the Pasuk, v'chosuv bohem shmira Shabbos. In Tfilo we say, v'chosuv bohem shmira Shabbos. It says, v'chosuv bohem Zachar. What does it mean, v'chosuv bohem shmira Shabbos? Also, what does it mean, v'chosuv bohem? Shabbos is only in the first luach. There's two, shnei luchas evanim. So we said already there's a parallel. Loisana Berecha Eid Shoker is also Shabbos, so it's Chosav Behem. But there's a fascinating chiddush from the Oiruch Tzadik. The Oiruch Tzadik was Rabbi Zalipa, the son of Rabbi Melech Mlejens. He writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first Luchas, the one that said Zohar, all the Oisius were Pereach, not the Dibra of Zohar. Shabbos was Kviyah V'kaima. Fascinating concept. It's a big Arichas on it, but Shabbos blived. Shabbos is the Bechin of Luchas Rishon. Shabbos is still the Luach Rishon. The Dibra of Shabbos was Kavua there. Shabbos is not connected to Chet. The Ramban writes that on Shabbos we don't bring in the Musaf. We only bring Shnei Kavos and we don't bring a Soyer Lachatos. On Yom Tov we bring a Soyer Lachatos. And even when Shabbos is Chal on Yom Tov, the Soyer is only Yom Tov Hani. It's not a Hani L'Shabbos. Shabbos is not connected to Chet. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaini. Fascinating idea. Yeah, there's a lot on Shabbos. An interesting Nekuda. Tosefes Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Yuma and Roshana and other places. The Gemara brings the idea that on Yom Kippur you're supposed to have Tosefes. Some Rishonim learns it means only on the Tzoyim, but the Pashtos, it's a Deraisa, the Gedin, even on the Isser Malacha. And then it depends on the Girsa, but like many Rishonim, it's a Deraisa, also some say it's an Asmachta, that also Yom Tif and also Shabbos has Tosefes. The Ikar Makar is from Yom Kippur, but then it applies also by Shabbos and Yom Tif as well. How much is Tosefes? It's a Machlaikis, if a Mashahu is enough, or it's supposed to be more than that, the Darkei Moshe brings in Arzarua that the Makar is really from a Yerushalmi and Shvius. In Shvius, there's also a Tosefes. You're supposed to add a month. So a month is 1/12. So also 1/12, you should do an extra hour. But maybe 1/12 means not from 1 out of 12. A 12th of Ne'es of 24. So that should be 2 hours. And that's why, it's not a joke, that's why the Ramah in Reish Samach Aleph, he says, V'chein Mishakibel Shabbos, Shah Oishtayim Koidim. It's not Stami, an hour or two. It's not a Sprach, an hour or two. There's a Arzarua from a Yerushalmi that says, Dum Yid Shvius, and there's a Sufik. Does 1/12 mean 1 out of 12 or 1 out of 24 for stays? So it's very interesting that Bnei Yisoscha brings down the Makaris from the Arizal that you're supposed to do Tosefes Shabbos, that Sacha Kol Shabbos should be 31 hours. 31 hours. Shabbos is 24 hours, but it's a little bit more, but Shabbos is supposed to be 31 hours. Can I get Kael, Melech Yoshev? Kael is with an Aleph. It's the Gematria 31. No Kif and Kael. And it's connected to Lamed Aleph Malchi Knan and a lot of Inyonim, the Inyon of the 31. Where do you get the 31? Some say you're supposed to be Makabel Shabbos from Chatzos. So that's 6 extra hours. It's 24, you need an extra 7 hours. Some say 6 before from Chatzos on Friday and an extra hour at night. Some say 3.5 before and 3.5 after. I heard a Nifludik Amaisa once, Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin was mamish in a Shvera Matziv. And the match, it was after the matching, or maybe it's before there was matching, I don't know, but there was a Shvera Matziv, and one of the big Nadivim, it said his name, Rabbi Yaakov Tirois, someone from Poland, he said he's willing to shtitzos the whole yeshiva, but he wants the Bochram should be makabel, Sefer Shabbos from the Rizal, Lamed Aleph Shois, he wants them to do Lamed Aleph Shois, so they had an idn, the Hanholah should be like, take this somebody, this is a project here, you know, it's not one time, on the Chodesh, it's like every Shabbos, they want to know what you should do over here, the yeshiva, for the tales. So they said in Loli Shomru Yisrael Shnei Shabbos, they were makabel the 2 Shabbos of the year. They're going to do Kabbalah Shabbos at the Rizal. I don't know if they did the Chatzos one or they did the 3.5, 3.5. Maybe you do the Chumra both. The Chvesnes. State in Zohar on the Loi Sirtzach, Loi Sinof, Loi Signoiv in Zohar state that there's a psik, especially by Tamta Elyon. It's like Loi Tirtzach, Loi tinof. Loi, tignoif. It's miramis, yeah, loy, but I'm all, yeah. Lirzach, sirzach, Mrs. Besdin. Sinof, ishtoi, tignoif. No, can I get a ram? I have to handle with Besdin, hefker, Besdin, hefker. There's a loy, but there's a shinoi. I'm all, yeah. Oh, but I saw it's brought down in the Zeisran, and he says a fascinating shot. There's a pasuk in Malachi. It's also a pasuk in the Haftar of Shabbos Hagadol. The pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem loy shanisi v'atem bnei Yaakov loy chilisem." There's many pshatim in that pasuk, but he says with a twist, "Ani Hashem loy shanisi." I made a Abraham is giving mussar. I made a shinoi in the loy. I said loy and amol tirtzach tinof tignoi. Aval atem bnei Yaakov loy chilisem in ganzen yaharged the loy tirtzach tinof tignoi. In Gansen, I didn't say to be, I said to be Mishan of the Loi, not to be Mechal of the Loi. Like this pshat, he's giving a Musar. There's other pshat in that Fakeret, he's coming to give Chizik to Klal Yisrael. It says later on, it says in Timcha Molik, it says Loi Tishkov. You have to know how that's what's it called? That has to do, that there's one Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Membov, that it says Amolik Simen. You use Amolik as the Simen for the thing, Ayin Sham. Yeah, one prat on Leisachmeid, we just had it in the Sugis, Leisachmeid. It's mavur in the Rambam that leisachmeid is even though you are paying for it, the dami mashmalahu, and because you mafzer him, that itself is the avera. Interesting maisa, Azay the Tzeltman and Brisk, that the Brisk Rav said over from Rav Chaim that there was a molat tzaddik. They say over that it was the haflo, that a ganav came to his house and he wanted to steal something, and he sees him, and he starts screaming hefker hefker. Now, I know the Olam is going to correct me that they heard in Cheder this Maisa from the Chafetz Chaim. I'm telling you, this is a different Maisa. The Chafetz Chaim's Maisa was that the Ganav already was out of the house. And the Chafetz Chaim didn't scream Hefker, Hefker, because it can't be Mafker, Dov, Shein, Shepshusay. The Chafetz Chaim said Mochel, Mochel, and he was trying to let the guy know that he's Mochel. So, Anderzach, this is the Maisa with the Aflo. So, Reb Chaim asked, why did the Aflo have to say Hefker? Let him say Matana. Say Matana, Matana. He said, no, because if it's Matana, he's not able to signal. But it's still leisachmoid because he was mafzer boy, or whatever. However, you convinced him, and it's still leisachmoid. Hefker is nish leisachmoid. Yesh la'ayin b'zeh.
Good.
What?
Aren't you
not allowed to be mafzer boy? No, but it's a guest from America. Look, come to Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem Barbara. What's your name, Tzadik? Oh, how long are you here for?
Come on,
Gavaldik, what a schuss. Okay, we're going to talk. I'm going to talk. The chusin's here, so I'm going to introduce him. If you have to run, you have to run. We'll talk.
2 minutes. Aren't you not able to be Mikhail on Shabbat until 5?
Not like this Arizal. This Arizal. It's a different Kabbalah.
The Sefer's Kabbalah Kedusha
Shabbos. Moshe, oh, Gavaldik. I only wrote Vartam Ashver, and I was sitting like that. Ketuv, I ate Moshe al Yisroi. יש לך כלל ישראל להציל, הוא הולך לשמר. אם לא הולכים לשמר קודם, זה לא. אפשר להציל את הישראל. אני מכיר את דבר כזה.
לא?
לא, עכשיו הגעת, אוקיי. Good word.
But it's never shabbat, it's also cutting.
Yeah, yeah, say it again. Okay, wait, don't disappear. Yeah.
I'm already afraid.
Yeah, okay, Gemaldi.
It's never shabbat, it's also cutting Kedusha Shabbos, or just cutting Yisrael Malachim?
In the Arizal's Kabbalah?
Yeah.
You know, he has a teretz, the Arizal, who sha'al, not after Plag HaMincha. So, Efshet, it's two dinim. The Kedusha maybe, yeah, Nisam Malachim, or maybe Fakir, I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to split. Are you allowed to do Chilik Malachis? I'm being Makabal only for Kaisiv. Or everything but I want to write. I'm Kabbal Lamed Ches Malachim. Yes. The Shabbos Lamed Lechatzoyin. Have a ride. I want to do the Shabbos Lamed Lechatzoyin. Lamed Ches Malachim. Kesiva now. I want to write.
Aren't you not allowed to
do the Malachim? B'Malachim Kedusha. Oh, Kiddush. 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 I want to say Kain Lasot Malachim.
What's going on the Kiddush?
Okay. I'm sure. Pitaron. Sheyesh Migbalah Shel Plag. V'Bechol Ofen Yesh Arizal. I want to say Pais Po Shtei Dini.
No,
1 and 6, you got to Sunday morning. Yeah, no one said that.
That's much easier.
I know.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Chalamoy?